Hi there, it's Gary Smith from the Conflict Research Group International. Here's a short story told in several parts, just so it doesn't go on too long for you or for me. Back in May 2013, 11 o'clock Sunday night, in a very quiet residential area in Sheffield, United Kingdom, I'd actually just turned into bed and was just settling down when I heard a couple of male voices outside in the street. Not loud, not aggressive, not threatening, but noticeable. In that it's an incredibly quiet area, and you usually don't hear anybody at all. There was a loud bang as somebody's large plastic wheelie bin was kicked over. It was recycling day the next day, and it was more the bottles and cans emptying out onto the street that made the noise. But the noticeable bang was clearly some kind of a hit or a kick. I went to look out the window, and at the house opposite me, there's a wheelie bin turned over on the drive. We're in an elevated position with a street light right outside our house, and a clear view up and down the road, and there's two guys walking away down the road towards a crossroads junction. And my neighbour's door opened, and out they came to see what had happened. It's not late, 11 o'clock, early night really, and the guy looks down the road. He's a 56-year-old professor, very nice guy. His wife's quite small, he's not a big guy, and unfortunately he decides to set off after these two guys to give him a piece of his mind. That's what it looked like to me. I turned to my wife, explained what was happening, and said, "This is not going to end well," and her response was, "Yes, well, get back in bed, it's nothing to do with you," at which point I got back in bed. End of part 1.